What's up, Booze? I wasn't going to record one of these today, but it turns out I have a lot on my mind right now that I just want to get out there. First off, most of you listening to this probably do not live in Vancouver, but for those that are, for those that do, or read up on the news, while the rest of this continent is in the middle of a heat wave, we are having the shittiest summer ever. It has been cold. I shouldn't say cold, because it really hasn't cold. It's been wet. In fact, well, last Saturday, I was talking about that huge-ass monsoon and thunderstorm. I had some video footage on that. I was going to post it to YouTube, but then I realized there's only like one thunderclap like halfway through in a 4-minute video, and decided it wasn't worth it. The sun's out for a couple of days, but after that it's just going to go back to this hashtag bummer summer, as everyone's been calling it. And meteor day this week going on for a couple of weeks, and hopefully we'll have a much better, warmer, and drier August. But my rant of the day, that's going to go to Capcom. You know, Capcom, what the fuck are you doing? You guys used to be developers ever. You guys are all about the community. You gave the fans what you wanted. And in the past 3 or 4 months, you have gone and thrown that all the way down the crapper. The cancellation of Mega Man Legends 3 is only the tip of the iceberg. Some of the things that they've done that have just been totally outrageous. The first, of course, being their overpriced DLC. People don't want to pay $5 for a character. They definitely don't want to pay $5 for an alternate outfit for that character. Secondly, the rehashes of Street Fighter 4. I remember them specifically saying that they were not going to rehash this game. And now we have Super Street Fighter 4, Super Street Fighter 4 3D Edition, Super Street Fighter 4 Arcade Edition. Capcom. Number 3, probably the biggest one for me, their decision not to localize Gyakuten Kenji, or as it would have been called here, Ace Attorney Investigations Miles Edgeworth 2, or at least that would have probably been the name of it. It's really upsetting. He had a pretty good following over here. It was an awesome game that was just for the little pop culture references. And because you don't have many courtroom drama type games here, and Capcom did that. Capcom brought it in perfectly to the text adventure genre. The cancellation of Mega Man Universe and Mega, but was of course big. They claim it's not because Keiji Inafune left, but everyone thinks bullshit. And of course, not to mention the whole debacle with the single undeletable save file for Resident Evil The Mercenaries 3D, which I've talked about on a couple of occasions, once on That Gamer Podcast. Not a big deal to me still, just that Capcom has come out and said, it's like, this is a game where you're meant to just keep on going and unlocking stuff. And that's been dismissed as bullshit as well, saying that it's an attack against the second-hand market. You know what? I don't know what to think about that. When it can go either, they could be lying just to cover it up. But really, Capcom, you look at everything right now, and there are so many people that are angry. Mega Man Legends 3 being canceled is the last straw for a lot of these guys. A lot of people are saying they are no longer going to support Capcom, which is huge for a company. Beginning of the year was so well liked, and it's just unbelievable. I mean, I said once that I was going to boycott Namco Bandai because of their refusal to localize Tail games, and the temptation to boycott Capcom right now is just up there. Boycott's a bit of a strong word. I would just say not buy their stuff, but still. Just to add to it, last night, for anyone that knows about all-gen gamers, I actually got in a couple of rounds of Hydro Thunder, Jason Heine last night, also known as the EMU Review. Got my ass kicked, and it was a whole bunch of fun. It was a live stream. He just had that up, invited people in. I went in there and just got destroyed. But I do have an achievement that he was trying to get last night and failed. So I can at least say that I have the one up on him on that, even if he does have 1.5 million points. Anyways, that's it for tonight. Keep it real, boozers, and see you next time.